Now let's connect the dots between all that Saudi intrigue and the announcement by Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri that he's stepping down, an announcement that, as I mentioned earlier, was made in Saudi Arabia. Rich Hall is the world's correspondent in Beirut. So what is the connection between the resignation of Saad Hariri and the arrest in Saudi Arabia?
So the connection appears to be that it's all the brainchild of the new crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman. I say new. He's been in the job for 2 years now. He's been promising to build a new Saudi Arabia, a more confident, moderate country. And Saad Hariri's resignation is seen by many as being pushed by Saudi Arabia. They support him financially and politically, and they basically call the shots when it comes to Saad Hariri in many ways.
I mean, why would Saudi Arabia want Hariri to resign? Like, what pressure would they have brought?
So the overarching message here is that Saudi Arabia is trying to rebalance the region a bit and counter Iranian influence in the region, which has grown significantly throughout the Syrian civil war. Saudi went head-to-head with Iran in Syria, backing rebel groups to try and oust Bashar al-Assad. You remember Iran went to back Assad, and Iran won that proxy conflict in so many ways. And now Saudi is looking at the region. It's seeing Iran's influence has grown dramatically, and it's looking at Lebanon as a place where it can perhaps weaken Iran's grip. Lebanon has been traditionally a place where these two have kind of fought it out. It kind of took a back seat while Syria was going on. Now Syria is winding down. Lebanon is turning into that battleground again where these two are really going to fight it out.
I still am confused why Saad Hariri would just, under any kind of pressure from anybody, would just step down.
Well, there's a sense that Saudi didn't feel like it was getting its money's worth from Hariri. Now, how it works in Lebanon here is that political parties depend on wealthy patrons, and Saudi Arabia was Hariri's. They backed him hugely with billions of dollars. And so the way that the Saudis saw it was that Hariri was basically acting as a fig leaf for Hezbollah's domination of Lebanon. So how the political system in Lebanon is set up is that the prime minister needs to be a Sunni, the parliamentary speaker needs to be a Shia, and the president needs to be a Christian. Now, as long as those people are all in place, things tick along nicely. But what happened was Saad Hariri was seen as kind of a weak Sunni leader. He was doing Hezbollah's bidding because Hezbollah had control of Lebanon's government.
So is this going to destabilize Lebanon, and who is leading the country now?
It definitely has the potential to be destabilizing, yeah. So like I say, when one group feels like they're not being represented, as the Sunnis in Lebanon may do now, people get angry. And there's also a very real danger now. Some people are speculating that Saudi is trying to build a coalition to really go after Hezbollah, perhaps even militarily. So by separating Saad Hariri and Sunnis from the government, it makes it a lot easier to characterize Lebanon and the Lebanese state as being one and the same as Hezbollah. And that really increases the risk of an Israeli attack to take out Hezbollah in Lebanon if there's no kind of moderate opposition there to that move.
Yeah, so how's this news being received in Beirut? Like, what's the mood in the streets?
It's interesting, actually. It's a mix. I think it depends entirely on how much news you watch. So some people are kind of shrugging their shoulders and saying that this is par and the course for being Lebanese. This always happens. We always talk about this. And I actually spoke to my neighbor just down the street, and she was the complete opposite. She was saying, God, this has been dominating conversations between me and my friends. She was even talking about buying extra gas and bottles of water because she feared some sort of Israeli attack. So, yeah, it's a mixture. But this kind of constant instability hanging over the heads of Lebanese people was really familiar to them. They kind of had a break from it when the Syrian war was going on. Things calmed down a bit. But now it looks as though it's returned.
How do ordinary Lebanese feel about this idea that their prime minister may be controlled from Riyadh in Saudi Arabia?
That entirely depends on who you ask. Hariri's supporters will say that's nonsense. He is his own man. He's done well for us. And his critics will say the opposite. Politics in Lebanon is a very sectarian affair. People who support a certain politician will support them blindly often. And those who are opposed to them will do the same.
Rich Hall, the world's correspondent in Beirut. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Marco.